Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Lescano moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires to third and picks off Ogilvie. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lescano moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Moore and he is safe. McRae steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then is walked intentionally. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Bill Castro now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brett scores. It's 7-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Otis reaches second base with a double. McRae moves to third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 Royals. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a fly ball towards left. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Ogilvie moves to third. Lescano moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvie tags and scores. Lescano tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Royals. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money is hit by the pitch. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Royals. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, Royals. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.